Good afternoon, everyone. Good to see all of you here today. 2 years ago, my wife Barb and I went through a change in life. We became grandparents. And what a blessing that was. Our granddaughter Mara, excels at having fun while scribbling in her color book. She doesn't yet understand how to connect the dots in her color book to form a picture. But in time, she will. My emphasis today is not about connecting the dots in a child's color book, but rather to understand the picture that is formed when we connect the dots of God's blessings in our lives. In order to really understand that process, let us look at a very important dot of God's blessing to us that helps us to understand the connection of the other dots of God's blessings. Now, if you turn your Bibles to Acts 2:38, we'll read something here. This is after Christ has been crucified. It's on Pentecost, and Apostle Peter is talking. So Acts 2, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord will call." Now we see that God gives to those a special blessing of His Holy Spirit to those individuals He calls, and to them that answer that calling by a process that requires repentance on our part of the process. Now, Christ in John 14 and verse 16 told us, his disciples, something before he was crucified. He said this, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth from the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. For he dwells with you and will be in you." Brethren, when we receive this helper, the Holy Spirit, only then can we see the blessings of our lives that God has given to us, and only then. We then see that that long before we knew God, that God was there all the time, giving his blessings to all of mankind. Now, those who do not have God's Spirit are like my 2-year-old granddaughter, who at the moment cannot connect the dots in her coloring book. You see, those people who do not have God's Spirit make the connections in their past because of their might, their intellect, their hard work, being at the right place at the right time, luck. When we have God's Spirit, then and only then can we discern the events in our lives and the blessings from God. When everything is going good in our life, we look at our lives as peachy keen, we're on top of the world. Then we get a trial in our lives, and we ask ourselves, now where did God's blessings go? In James 1, verse 2, James says this, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials." Now that's a hard one, isn't it? Since when is a trial a joyful experience? Every trial that we need to go through, we need to ask God in sincere prayer that we ask Him to show us what we need to do to receive His help. Trials are a way of that God tests us to see if we will follow His way and rely on Him. In the process, we are blessed in many ways more than just granting our request. Now, let me illustrate from a personal example. Now, to all those who have been in family club have heard this example from my wife, but I like to share it with the whole congregation because it's a multi-level blessing here. The story begins, I had a Ford temple car, then somehow the driver's side door became out of alignment. Not only could I see the sky between the door and the frame, wire would come in, but more importantly, my Ford Tempo, when I put the seatbelt on, that would automatically put the shoulder belt over my shoulder. Well, if that door being out of alignment, the shoulder belt would not come in. So my wife, we prayed. Because we had gone to the garage, and it would have been a $300 repair job. At that time, I didn't have $300. So we went before God and made a request. Now, I didn't ask for $300. I asked God that he show us a way so we get it fixed, that he would work it out. Now, what happened was is that that Sabbath, my wife came to church, and people would say, you know, how are you doing today? And what's the pat answer? Fine, good. But she told the truth. She explained our problem to many people. And one person, a lady, said, you know, my son tinkers with cars. Maybe he can help you. So like we came home that night after service. We got a phone call from her and said her son thought about it and said he might be helpful. And could he bring the car over to his house? Now, he only lived about 10 minutes from my house. And I went over the next day, and he looked at it. He opened the door, closed it, opened it, closed it, felt it for about 5 minutes. He says, you know, all it needs is a spacer here. And he looked down the floor mat on the driver's side, and there was 2 pennies there. He says, can I have these? I said, well, sure, go ahead, take them. So he went in the garage, he came out with some tools, and he used those 2 pennies in the hinges to as a spacer. And when he closed that door, you could not have looked and said that car was out of alignment, that door. Now, what a blessing for me. A $300 repair job was only a 2-cent repair job. I asked him, well, what I owe him? He said, 2 cents, but you already gave that to me. So it was a blessing for the Wills family. It was also a blessing for the lady and her son who helped us out. You see, it's God's way of helping people. She realized that it's fulfilling God's way of life, of helping others in need. And it's also a dot of blessing to the congregation, in that it promotes unity in the church. So if you're shy, you have a problem, and you're embarrassed, and you're afraid to tell somebody about it, I think you need to get over it. That person that might be sitting next to you might be the answer that God is giving to you for your problem. You just never know. Now, various serious trials in our life can bring out the best in us. On April 13, 1970, 2 days out from Earth, the Apollo 13 capsule had a devastating explosion. That capsule was supposed to land the fourth and fifth human on the surface of the moon, but not anymore. The director of NASA said at that time, this could be the worst disaster NASA ever faced. The mission control director, Gene Kranz, walked over to him and said, with all due respect, sir, I believe this will be our finest hour. Wow. One man saw disaster, another man saw hope. One man saw lemons, the other man saw lemonade. And those three astronauts climbed into the lunar lander. That lunar lander was built for two men for 2 days on the moon. It was going to take them 4 days to get back to Earth. The lunar lander was a lifeboat for those men. Remember this in our most severe trials. Jesus Christ is our lifeboat. Jesus said of his people that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Now, a number of people in the church I've talked to in the past about some really severe trials, they said, you know, that was terrible. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me. But as they went through the trial and they learned especially looking back over the years, that really God gave them a blessing. And they can understand that. And they're able to connect the dots of blessings that gave them the strength in hard times. Today, this nation is in the midst of a great trial. Turn on the TV, radio, read the headlines in the papers, and what do you see? News about bad news, anxiety, fear. And this global financial meltdown crisis is a huge mess and causing people to have depression, losing hope, and causing all sorts of worry. And that is exactly what Satan wants us to do, worry. He doesn't want us to focus and count on the blessings that God brings into our lives. This is a time of intercessory prayer, study of God's word, of his promise, and future promises that will be fulfilled in our future. It is time for God's people to waken out of their slumber, to be stirred about the hope that Christ has for humanity in a world in need. Christ is our only lifeboat to the kingdom of God. I believe this will be our finest hours as a people and church. It's just ahead of us. And what a dot of blessing that will be for us. I'm not saying it will be easy. Some of you may lose your house because you lost your job. But remember this, anyone can buy a house, but you cannot buy a home. Jesus Christ said that if you become his disciple, that God the Father, and he, Jesus Christ, will make their home with us. What a huge dot of blessing that is. That is priceless. So what about the dots of blessings ahead of us? Well, we can't quite see them yet, even though scriptures talk about them. I like to quote 1 Corinthians 13:12. But I'm going to read this in the Bible in basic English. It says, now we see things in a dark glass. That's what's ahead. We can't really see through that yet. But then face to face, there's going to come a time when we'll meet Jesus Christ face to face. For my knowledge is in part, then it will be complete, even as God's knowledge of me. By connecting the dots of God's blessings in our life, past, present, and future, as a picture is being formed, is one of that we are God's children, and that he gave his life, he gave his love now and in the future. We will be changed to spirit beings, become part of his family, become his saints. Can you imagine that? I've asked the sound crew to play a song. I'd like to have you please meditate and give thanks to God for the many blessings in your life that come your way. Count your blessings one by one. This song is about a huge dot of blessing that's awaiting us when we see Christ face to face. The group is by Mercy Me. The song title is I Can Only Imagine.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing and hallelujah? When all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.